Good evening. You're listening to DH Radio on CJMQ 88.9 FM. Guys, when was the last time you checked the CJMQ Facebook page? Tell me that. Well, I'll tell you, I happened to pop on over and see what was on there in the last couple of days, and what I saw was this post. See? No. here we go. So, hi, I am a GALT student, and the student council and I are working hard at getting many people to participate in Pink T-Shirt Day on May 3rd. This is to show, this is about bullying awareness, basically. It would be great if you could share this event so people will participate. We're trying to make a community event. Thank you, Gabby Seke. Now, get this. Decided maybe I should send this girl a message because I don't think you ever really shake the people that bully you in your whole life. When if you were bullied at any point in your life, if you're being bullied right now, it's something that sort of sticks with you. And I went through bullying when I was in high school and elementary school, and really, you know, very unpleasant, really not fun. And I think there are bullies out there who are in the adult world as well. So what an important thing. Gabby, how did you find out about Pink T-Shirt Day? Tell me, and how did this story get started? Just get a little closer to the mic and we'll be good to go.
Well, I saw that there was a student council at GALT.
Yes.
And, you know, I thought, you know, what if there's a bullying club, you know, at GALT? And
so kind of along the lines of a group that would make people aware of the problem of bullying?
At first I thought to start my own bullying club at GALT, but, you know, just to start it off, I thought, you know, I'm very familiar with Facebook. I thought, you know, get my friends into it, and later on we would make a bigger group at GALT. But then I found out from Mrs. Marr, the person that started this club, and which is my awesome teacher,
who happens to be in studio with us right now.
Yes. I signed up for the leadership group. It's kind of like a student council, but for level ones, level mm-hmm. twos.
Now, you're a level one student?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
And, you know, when I went to a meeting, there was many kids that were going for the same thing as me in leadership group that, you know, came up with one issue, you know, bullying, because in high schools, bullying is very, you know, common.
Mm-hmm.
And I have statistics here. So in grade 7, 30% of boys get bullied and 27% of girls get bullied in Canada.
Mm-hmm. So, where did you come up with the numbers for this? Where did you do the research to find that information?
I typed in statistics on bullying in Canada, and I came up to this website called Prevnet.ca.
Okay.
And it showed me really great statistics. So
that's it. That's huge. Wait, what are the two again?
27% for girls and 35% for boys.
Well, I wonder how they find out for sure. If I wouldn't even be surprised if it's higher than that. You know, like that's high.
It might be.
And I wouldn't be surprised if there are people who don't want to say that they get bullied or that sort of thing. Wow. So if that's how much they're able to determine one way or the other, imagine it could be even higher than that.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think every website is different because, as you said before, a lot of people are intimidated to say anything at all. So people that aren't shy to say that they're getting bullied are in that percentage, I guess. So imagine the rest of the people who are really intimidated to say something.
So did you speak with Ms. Marr first in order to become a part of the club, the anti-bullying group at school, or was it something that you had started to do something on your own first?
Well, like I said before, I started a Facebook page mm-hmm. called Gabby's Stand Up to Bullying Club, and Ms. Marr saw that I started the group, so you know, I asked, you know, is there a bullying group at mm-hmm. GALT? And she said, yes, well, we can start one. So I said, okay. And then the leadership group started a club. And then I suggested, like, can I help, you know, with something? And she said, sure, you can, you know, get the word around in your community about, you know, Pink T-shirt Day. And this is how I kind of got started on it.
So tell me about, how does Pink T-shirt Day work?
Well, the whole story is based on a bullying incident that happened in 2007 in Nova Scotia, mm-hmm. in a high school where a boy wore a pink T-shirt to school, and he got bullied for it. You know, people called him names, you know, they thought it was really girly that a boy was going to school with a pink T-shirt. Mm-hmm. So two bystanders, witnesses, decided to, you know, show the bullies that wearing a pink T-shirt isn't girly, and you have no right to judge a person.
And
like
even
that.
If it is girly, even if he wanted to be, it's not anybody's
business.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. So then they emailed everyone to wear pink the next day at school, and they bought 50 T-shirts and tank tops too, items to distribute at the school. And then the bullies got intimidated, and they finally smartened up and said, okay, you know, we shouldn't bother this kid anymore because everyone's on his side. So then that's basically how it got started, and it became an international event. And I think it's brilliant because, you know, people like me who are very interested in stopping bullying, I think it's a great thing to take part in.
And it's something easy, and it's something that's all ages, too.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's a pink T-shirt. If you don't have one, you can pretty much go and find one anywhere for either next to nothing secondhand, or go and buy yourself a rockin' amazing, you know, pink T-shirt.
But what I'm doing is, for people who don't have pink T-shirts at Galt,
yeah.
I'm going to be in the cafeteria on Friday, mm-hmm. distributing pink. It could be accessories. It could be, well, right now I'm wearing a tie, a pink tie.
And so am I, because I got one. This is very exciting.
And, you know, things like that, you know, things for girls and boys.
Wow. It's such a, man, you know what? To decide to do something about this, particularly in secondary one, that's really impressive. That just blows my mind. Ms. Mar, what do you, grab the mic there, bring it over to yourself, and let me know what it's like. First of all, you're working at Alexander Galt Regional High School here in Lennoxville, and you have been a part of this initiative to this anti-bullying club, but also to be involved with Gabby and what she's doing. Tell me about your involvement in this.
Well, I think it's pretty amazing. With the leadership group, I was pretty surprised that when I sat down to talk about, okay, what do you want to do this year? It kept coming back. The kids, all of them kept coming back to saying, well, we want to deal with the bullying. We want to deal with bullying. So if that's what they want to do, then I'll be there to help them. And so we got them trained with learning some bullying and how to deal with bullying, why people bully. And then the kids, Gabby was working on her own website there. Some of the other kids in leadership group did a video to try and show some of the information they learned to explain to the classes. So we distributed that out to the Cycle 1 English and ERC classes as well. And so as this kind of developed, honestly, I'm there to help guide the kids, but everything that has happened, I've been absolutely amazed with how much the kids just take on their own and just go. The whole idea of the Facebook group that she started, I thought it was just amazing. And when Gabby says, oh, what can I do? I'm like, okay, well, how about if you, I don't know, advertise it? And then all of a sudden she gave me an email saying, hey, the radio station called. And I'm like, what? So it's been pretty amazing. And I know the Pink Shirt Day is something that's, I don't think is as, I know I'm from Nova Scotia myself, so mm-hmm. this is where I've kind of heard of it. But a lot of the kids are really jumping on board too. And I
just love how easy to do it is, you know, because sometimes it has to do with making some kind of commitment to an activity or fundraising or whatever. But when it actually has to do with awareness, and it's something you put that shirt on yourself, you know, and the idea is you are wearing it for that day. So if you imagine all the people out there who have to deal with bullying, who wear who feel like they wear a target, you know, every day, it's just so nice to turn it around to make it. It's like removing it.
Yeah, we're hoping.
You seem like you want to say something there, Gabby. Did you? You're like sitting up and.
Well, I just wanted to say, let's just get one thing straight. It's not to look pretty in pink. It's to show it's to show awareness. So it doesn't matter if you look silly on that day. It's just to show what you believe in. That's basically it.
That's so great. And if you look pretty, that's just a little bonus. Yes, everybody's going to look pretty in pink that day.
And on that day, what we also want the kids to focus on for this year is the role of the bystander and the fact that how the pink shirt day came about was the fact that all the kids who are there and witnessing and are bystanders mm-hmm. are able to stand up just simply by wearing a t-shirt that's sort of says, you know, we're not going to let you bully around this other kid. So on that day, we're going to ask, and it's May 3rd. We're going to ask for the kids at Galt to wear pink, to kids in the community or people in the community.
There you go.
The bus driver people, to wear pink.
The bus drivers. RHS, Massey Vanier Regional High School. Anybody who's listening, I mean, we have listeners for DH Radio here on CJMQ all over North America and the world. So if you're out there listening, and I know you are, then you should be wearing pink on May 3rd. Think of Gabby Seke and being a Sec 1 student, you know, grade 7, and deciding that she's going to do something about it. You guys can do something too. Is there something else you would like to add, Gabby, about this your event and what's going on? How you feel about this?
Well, I feel that I'm going to cause an influence on a lot of people because, you know, this has to do a lot with how I was raised, because I have a little brother who has a disability called dysphasia
mm-hmm.
and it has it has to do with communication
and language
mm-hmm. and language, and I was taught to not laugh at people who are different, not laugh at people who are weaker than others, I just think
perceived
the world,
as yes, yeah mm-hmm.
I just think the world would be pretty boring if we didn't have those people, because I don't understand why bullies are just trying to eliminate the uniqueness of the world. I don't know if I made that word up.
No, I think you've hit the nail on the head, and I think a lot of the times that bullying happens because people feel insecure and can't deal with things that are different. That hits home for me because I have a son with special needs who has autism, who's 8 years old, and I know that he gets picked on at school, although most of the time he doesn't care at all, and that's the only thing that's to our advantage in that situation. But it just shouldn't be happening, and it's really up. I think that the whole concept of bystanders, it's really anybody who has witnessed bullying and not said something, I think that sticks with you, and I think everybody will at some point in their life wish that they had stood up for someone else. So having that stick with you, if you have an opportunity to do this, well, it is standing up to bullies.
I've been bullied a lot because I've stood up for a lot of people in elementary school. Let's say if my friends were a little more, we could say less, aware of, different people, like, let's say calling people retards,
yeah.
I would go up to them and say, people with disabilities, people who are, slower than others, you shouldn't pick on them because, what if that were you?
Yeah.
Would you like people, calling you names just because you were born in this world different? And I just really don't get that.
We need more of you in the world. So hopefully with any luck with Pink T-Shirt Day and the initiatives that you're taking, Gabby, this is not the last time we'll be hearing from you. I know it, especially Sec 1. Holy moly. Thank you, Gabby Seke and Ms. Marr of Alexander Galt Regional High School. Everyone out there, May 3rd, wear pink. It's got to happen. That's it. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you. No problem.